ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अनेक अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता जाल समावता, अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता। सी दिस अनुष्ठुप लिरिक, दिस लिरिक इज बेस्ट टू हैव डिवोशन, सिंसियर डिवोशन सर्विस। सिंह महामंत्री अनुष्ठुप लिरिक, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा,
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा,
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे,
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे,
हरे रामा हरे रामा,
हरे रामा हरे रामा,
राम रामा हरे हरे, चित्त विभ्रांता, मोह जाल समावृता। प्रसिद्धा काम भोगेषु पतन्ति नरके अशुचौ, अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता, मोहजाल समावृता। प्रसिद्धा कामभोगेषु पतन्ति नरके अशुचौ, अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता, मोहजाल समावृता। प्रसिद्धा कामभोगेषु पतन्ति नरके अशुचौ। दिस वर्स डिस्क्राइब्स हाउ द लिविंग एंटिटीज मिस देयर चांस इन द ह्यूमन एग्जिस्टेंस एंड फॉल डाउन इन टू द हेलिश कंडीशंस। पतन्ति नरके अशुचौ, अनक्लीन। दीज आर ऑल अवर वर्ड्स, पतन्ति फॉल डाउन, नरके इन नरक इन हेल, अशुचो अनक्लीन, अनक्लीन लाइफ। रिमेंबर दिस, फर्स्ट थिंग इज अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता, यू आर कंप्लीटली इल्यूजन बाय सो मेनी वरीज। अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता एंड द रिजल्ट इज मोह जाल समावृता। समावृता मीन्स कवर्ड, वी आर कंप्लीटली कवर्ड बाय मोह जाल, द इंट्रिकेट वेब ऑफ द इल्यूजन। एज इट इज वी आर इल्यूजन एंड अगेन बिकॉज ऑफ अवर इग्नोरेंस इन द ब्लाइंडेड इग्नोरेंस इन द ह्यूमन फॉर्म, we create a web around us of the illusion, moha jala samavrataha, and we are covered by that web. How nice words, you know. Aneka chitta vibranta,
aneka chitta vibranta,
moha jala samavrataha,
moha jala samavrataha,
and that because of this web we are attracted to prasakta काम भोगेशु, वी आर अट्रैक्टेड सो मेनी लस्टी डिजायर्स, एंड दिस इज द रॉयल रोड टू गो टू हेल। पतन्ति नरके अशुचौ, एज सून एज द वर्ड इज इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस वी शुड गो टू द वर्ड टू वर्ड एंड ट्राई टू रिलीश द मीनिंग। meaning, and then we can sing it very lovingly, you know. Please sing. Anek chitta vidranta
mo
jada samajata jarijali prasakta kama bhogeshu. And the end result is patanti narake asuchau. अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता मोह जाल स्मरावता प्रसक्ता काम भोगेशु तदंति नरके अशुचौ. अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता मोह जाल स्मरावता anybody from the side, can you see? Aneka chitta vibranta mohajala samavritaha prasiktaha kama bhogeshu pachanti narake asvachau. Please repeat the meanings. Aneka, numerous. Chitta, by no, anxieties. Vibrantaha, perplexed. See, our mind is completely perplexed by innumerable anxieties. Moha, opposition. Jala, by network. Samavitaha, surrounded. Prasiktaha, attached. Kama bhoga, kama bhogeshu, to sense gratification. Patanti, they glide down. Narake, into hell. Ashucho, unclean. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Please repeat. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. Nice, and one sentence only in translation. Prabhupada is very expert. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. Please hear the purport by Srila Prabhupada. The demonic man knows no limit to his desire to acquire money. That is unlimited. He thinks only of how much assessment he has just now and schemes to engage that stock of wealth further and further. For that reason, he does not hesitate to act in any sinful way and so deals in the black market for illegal gratification. He is enamored by the possessions he has already, such as land, family, house and bank balance, and is always planning to improve them. He believes in his own strength and he does not know that whatever he is gaining is due to his past good deeds. He is given an opportunity to accumulate such things, but he has no conception of past causes. He simply thinks that all his mass of wealth is due to his own endeavor. A demoniac person believes in the strength of his personal work, not in the law of karma. According to the law of karma, a man takes his birth in a high family, or becomes rich, or very well educated, or well, very beautiful because of good work in the past. The demonic thinks that all these things are accidental, and due to the strength of one's personal divinity. They do not sense any ailment beyond all the varieties of people, beauty, or education. Anyone who comes into competition with such a demonic man is his enemy. There are many demonic people, and each is enemy to others. This enmity becomes more and more deep between persons, then between families, then between societies, and at last between nations. Therefore, there is constant strife, war, and enmity all over the world. Each demonic person thinks that he can live at the sacrifice of all others. Generally, a demoniac person thinks of himself as a supreme god, and a demoniac preacher tells his followers, "Why are you seeking God elsewhere? You are all yourself God. Whatever you like, you can do. Don't believe in God. Throw away God. God is dead." These are the demonic preachings. Although the demonic person sees others equally rich and influential, or even more so, he thinks that no one is richer than he, and that no one is more influential than he. As far as the promotion to the higher planetary system is concerned, he does not believe in performing yajnas or sacrifices. Demons think that they will manufacture their own process of yajna and prepare some machine by which they will be able to reach any higher planet. The best example of such a demonic man was Ravana. He offered a program to the people by which he would prepare a staircase so that anyone could reach the heavenly planes without performing sacrifices, such as are described in the Vedas. Similarly, in the present age, such demonic men are striving to reach the higher planetary systems by mechanical arrangements. These are examples of bewilderment. The result is that, without their knowledge, they are gliding towards hell. Here the Sanskrit word moha jala is very significant. Jala means net. The fish caught in a net, they have no way to come out. Yes. श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्ण स्थापित मेन भूतले स्वयं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्तकांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि वंशाकृपतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च अतीतानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय श्री गोपाल की जय श्री कृष्ण शरणं समस्त जगतां कृष्ण विना का गति कृष्णेन प्रतिहन्यते कलिमलं कृष्णाय कार्यं नमः कृष्ण प्रस्यति कालभीमभुजगो कृष्णस्य न सोऽस्म्यहम् कृष्णे भक्तिरखण्डिता bhavatu me. Bhu
Krishna.
Tam evasraya. Krishna, Tam Devasraya. The thing that we are not habituated to see the remote cause of everything. There is immediate cause and there is the remote cause also. And because we don't have that trained eyesight to see the remote cause, we only dwell into the immediate causes. And this is the greatest blinded ignorance in the human existence. This can only be removed by continuously thinking about our own experiences. And we have passed few years in this life. They are full of experience we have. On the one hand, we have the experience. On the other hand, the Vedic culture presents the essence of the scriptures. Whether we prefer or not, whether we like it or not, sometimes we are forced to go to Krishna through the scriptures. Maybe we open Bhagavad Gita, or we may recite Hanuman Chalisa, or we may do something, but we have to go to the spiritual side. Please remember that our whole parampara system, starting from Vyasadeva to Shukdeva, etc., gives this instruction that please combine these together. Your experience and the essence of scriptures. As soon as you try this, then there is no going back, there is no defeat. Because you have the essence of scriptures with you in the form of Bhagavad Gita and more so in the form of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. Stick to one or two essential scriptures. Don't read too much. Read little, but try to digest it. And digest means you eat the foodstuff. The lava from our tongue is mixed with this foodstuff. And then again we drink water, or we drink dal, or we drink kadhi, or whatever. So it is mixed. Food is not the only thing. It is mixed with something. This your experience should be mixed with the scriptural injunctions. This is the art of thinking about Krishna. Don't go away from your experiences. And what experiences I have, you should also all have. Our experiences may differ here and there in their nature, but experiences are the same. Because we are all victimized by the three modes of material nature. We cannot get out of this. Sattva guna, mode of goodness, mode of passion, or mode of ignorance. And within this range, millions of combinations are there. So you may have some experience, I may have some experience, but the root is the same. It's very nicely said in scriptures, the Atma Anubhava, Atma Anubhava, our own experience is definitely becomes sarvanubhava, everybody's experience. I may have a certain type of experience, but everything depends upon three modes of material nature. And our endeavor in this world should be to come out of these three modes, and particularly the lower modes, mode of passion and mode of ignorance. Tada rajasthama bhava kamalubhadayasi. As soon as we are victimized by a mode of passion and ignorance, scriptures say to us very clearly that the result is kama and lobha, lusty desire and greed. And we are constantly haunted by these lusty desires and greed. this very kind of relation with Prabhupada, and we are indebted, all of us who are in the foreign countries and in India also now, we are indebted to him life after life. He is the only one who has guided us properly. Everywhere, as we saw, the preaching is wrong. It's completely anti-God, anti-Krishna consciousness. Nobody so far had insisted that our life should be pure to go to Krishna. There are scriptures here and there. There may be some pockets of preaching, but universal preaching was completely absent. It is he who did it. And he is so kind. He gave in total. Now nobody can give anything more than him. The best we can do is to imitate him. That's it. Please try to understand this. And find out the ways to curb our lusty desires and resultant greed. It is the way for the destruction. If you want to have a head-on crash, we are seeing the wall. And even then, if you continue driving, then whose fault it is? You see the wall in front of you. You should press the brake, isn't it, to stop. And this we are not able to do. And this is a real preaching. Otherwise, Krishna's realm is very beautiful. His relationships are very nice. It's all transcendental. Doesn't have to do anything with the material inabilities. Everything is there. But before we go, these steps, lower steps, have to be taken. I want to go to the first floor. So I have to climb the stairs. Maybe I'm staying here since about 20 years. So I'm used to the stairs. But no time I can skip the stairs. I have to climb one by one. The same thing happens in our spiritual life also. These lower steps have got to be taken. Because as soon as we stop bhakti, the devotional service, then we glide down to the lower modes. That's our serious condition. And in order to elevate ourselves from these lower modes, the whole paraphernalia is here. Otherwise, what is the use of this? It doesn't have any other use at all. The limited crowd here, what's the need? There's so many nice buildings maybe in Sydney, much greater than this or much beautiful than this. Why are we living at it as a crowding here? The reason is that we get unknowingly some satisfaction when we come out of these lower modes. For a while we come here, have darshan, yad kirtanam, yad smaranam, yad ikshanam. Just by just seeing him, we come out of the modes of material nature. Kirtan, you just sing the glories and you come out of it. As soon as kirtan is there, smaran is there, remembering is there, anyone, you know, either you perform kirtan or you remember Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram Ram. This is smaran. Any mantra you take, whichever you have faith in. But please do something. We are not chanting, but our Guru Maharaj has given Maha Mantra. So we are chanting ourselves and we find solace in it. So we propagate it. So we are very wide-hearted. Yatra bhagavata janaha sadho vishad ashaya. Our hearts are very wide. Vishad ashaya. We are not narrow-hearted. Samadhi adhan, we have the intense desire that you please, living entities, come to this place, have a nice prasadam, be blissful and sing with us. Or at least you have darshan. Or you have vandanam, maybe prayers. Or you have shravanam, which is here. Or you may have arahanam, that you may worship. Please, please. These are the nice six ways, and it is said very clearly in the pages of Bhagavatam. Even one way you follow, and you are perfect. So how easy Krishna can make or Prabhupada can recommend? This is it. And all our endeavors are in this direction, so that the demoniac qualities and unnecessary concocted miseries may not consume our health and our whole of our material existence. This is the required thing at the moment. Otherwise, as it is, unnecessarily we are consumed. And in this direction, all these devotees are trying. And we are very happy really. Atmaram Prabhu is putting so much endeavor to establish these things and increase these things. As you might have known, that he has ambitious product of that, what mountain? Blue Mountain. Yes, please. The whole world knows Blue Mountain. And now maybe Krishna willing, there will be nice nursing dev kshetra there. We already have accidentally, we have got a nice, more than man-sized big duty to be, deity to be installed in that kshetra. There are so many institutions. There may be colleges also. There may be higher colleges also, or the schools also. But there is no kshetra. Kshetra is pilgrim center. And this is what these Prabhupada disciples, they are sincerely trying. And why? Well, they want us, the living conditioned, living entities, to come together. And the only interest of these devotees is that to serve you and to free yourself from these anxieties so that you will not be consumed by the demonic qualities of running after your greed. It's the only reason. There is no other reason at all. Please don't concoct other reasons. See the bright side, and then it naturally becomes our duty to assist, you know, to our best of our capacity. One man cannot do anything, but together we can really increase these places. Have nice Namat programs around, so that we will come out of this blinded darkness. Give the people the essence of scriptures. At least they should hear. Srila Prabhupada went all the way from Vrindavan to America, and the first thing he did was that he went to the Tompkins Park and just chanted Mahamantra. That's it. Nothing else. There were no lectures, nothing at all. Mahamantra is the essence of everything. Why can't we understand these things? This is a necessity of the present age and all the ages. And in this age particularly, when we are completely short-lived, unexpectedly we leave these bodies, we are consumed by the chronic diseases, so many anxieties, our health is deteriorating, all the forces which we are following, they are completely anti our health. Why can't we come to this side? I don't know. Just coming here and hearing these things, or performing ketan, or assisting in a bit of whatever we can, you are completely at ease. And if you are at ease, you can never be diseased, isn't it? Ease, E-A-C. We are all searching this ease. And because we are not at ease, naturally we are diseased. So if you are diseased, then you must find out ease, isn't it? So this is the place where you find out the ease. Now if you have to perform bypass operation, you will spend millions of dollars maybe to go to America or here or there, and you have yourself operated. Then you don't hesitate to spend for the medical things. This is the real hospital. We should build these hospitals. Why should you not spend millions of dollars in this? Man, just to cut your breast, you are spending millions of dollars. And fondled with the Krishna's machinery inside. Take out this and tie there and tie there and tie there. And eventually the nurse break down and you are recovered. So all expenses are completely gone. This investment is forever here. For our generations together. These places are not meant for 100 years. Thousands of years. And our generation, great, great, great grandchildren, will also be proud that my great, great grandfather had built this institution. Or he had helped here. This is the way to completely give the ease continuously to our coming generations, innumerable, in the same time to help to liberate the generations which have already passed. Our forefathers may not do that, but may be getting rotten in hell. So they will also be liberated. And then we will save ourselves from this pursuit of lust and greed. That is the best effect of it. Just by donations, just by coming here and encouraging devotees, we do so much for our own health and so much for our own spiritual well-being. Is not this necessity nowadays? What mistake these young devotees have done to sacrifice their life? And this is the way we should sacrifice. May not be that everybody is not ready to stop his or her activities. Nobody tells to do that. No shastra insists that you have to leave everything. But the consciousness has got to be changed. However you might be busy in your own things, you may have so much wealth, as it is mentioned, you know. So much we have. Doesn't matter. Keep it. But look to this eternal things. This is missing in our society. And that's why we are in anxiety. That's the purport of this verse. Anexita vibranta. And then we are completely entangled into the net of illusion. And that's why we are attracted to the activities we should never be attracted to. And because of that, we are gliding now daily to the narak, to the hellish conditions. Here, we are the hellish conditions here. So is it not our duty, like a medical help, to try to save ourselves and our younger generation? Those who are born here, our children, what will they know? This is our culture, root culture, Vedic culture. Please, please, just try to think about these things and cooperate with the authority so that something more beautiful than this comes. That's our duty, you know. Our really first duty to look to these things. At least keep your open mind, smiling faces, and appreciate if you can't do anything else. Every living entity wants to be appreciated. That is a fact. Just you smile, please. By smiling, you can help your own health and you can help the other living entities in manifold ways. If you frown, you are destroying yourself and you are destroying around you also. The angry face, in angry face, it is proved that we have to use 39 muscles of our face. And when you are pleased, when you smile, you use only 7 muscles. So why to trouble 39? And I would advise you personally that when you are angry, go to the mirror and see your face. You will never be angry again. The face is worse than a monkey. Monkey is beautiful. Please, please, try to understand these things and think about it. And save from this aneka citta vibranta, all these anxieties. There is no need of it. We are not supposed to be. We just have to recognize the authority of our Father through the saints like Prabhupada. And there is no cheating in this. There is no cheating. It's all open. The cards are open. We want to have more beautiful places. And why? So the population at large should be liberated from this all web of intricacy of the different anxieties. And anxieties are our own concoctions. Frankly speaking, there is nothing. Nothing touches to our soul. It's all body. And how long we are going to be on the bodily level? The time is running out. By rising and the setting of the sun, a day is decreased from our life. How many days are already gone? When are we going to be awake about these things? And waking means we ourselves should devote some time for chanting, reading, coming to the temple and see that what is happening, and to the best of her ability, we just cooperate, thinking that it is a medical expense. You know, we don't think about the medical expense. As soon as we are sick, all our treasury is open. You know, any, for what? For cutting our own body. This, there was, recently there was that Aditya Birla from India, you know. Birla is a big businessman there. So he must have millions of dollars here also. So he had a backache. And so many people have backache, maybe a year or so. They are just carrying on, eh? Doing something, exercise or whatever, or some alternative medicines or whatever. But Aditya Birla had so much reservation, maybe reaches here. So he wanted to come to America and perform the operation or whatever, get cured. So he came here, and they have for this backache, they have a horrible way to have the diagnosis what is happening in the spine. They call it lumbar puncture. So they put big needle through the spine, and the gram is there, and they know what is happening. And then they operate and something. After operation also, nobody gets cured really. But we think that, oh, I have this and that. And so killing, diagnosis itself is killing. This might have, man might have experienced, and might have some operation, and somewhere there, he succumbed to the operation, and he died here. This is the end result of the excess in riches. And if not operations, you will be driven to the liquor shops, or the prostitutes, or somewhere. Money has to go away. Money will not stay. That is the nature of luxury. Never stays in one place. It has to go. Either it goes in the use of Krishna consciousness, or it goes back to some sinful activities. Please try to think, elevate yourself. We are not after your riches or anything, but this is requirement. As I told you, when we have heart attack, then there is no time to think. We may sell our houses and repair our body. This is the fact. The same way, this is a very serious heart attack of the society. And when the society is suffering with a heart attack, our children cannot be saved. They must have some beautiful place to go to, so that at least they will remember the existence of the Supreme Absolute Truth, and they may gain nice things through the Prabhupada literature. And instead of this mad pursuit, they may come to their own senses. Otherwise, as it is, they are born in Australia or wherever outside India. So they will be completely dragged to the nonsensical activities. You have earned money already for them. There was a ready-made money. Ready-made money will be their enemy. These points we must think. Otherwise, all these activities will go on. Numeral anxieties will be after them. And we claim that we love our children, future generation. If we really love, is it not our duty to make them safe? At least we give Krishna, try to give. In future, everybody has his own ways. But at least mother and father, if seriously follows these things, always be in touch with the temple, always be cooperative in propagating these activities, then they know that my father was going there. So in their waning years also, they will be attracted, and more so during their life. So this is the best use of human existence. Please try to ponder over these points and make the best of the things. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Gopal Ki. Have you any questions? Or one or two? Yes. Jai Sri Gopal Ki.
Yes.
Yeah.